don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, March 3rd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming. We're going to have Missy join us in the second hour. She's back from her trip and lots of information to share with us regarding her program, weight loss, stem cells. Great information for you from 10 to 10:30 today. Also, we're going to have a guest on in the third hour, good friend, Christian Patriot brother, Christian Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner, as well as running for state representative in the 105th last election. Failed, of course, to State Representative Ken Borton, but he's got some news to let us know what's going on, what he's been doing since the election, and got some information for you as well. One of the things that we had planned for the weekend was to meet in Elk Rapids on Saturday. Well, Friday afternoon, the immediate forecast was calling for continued snowy conditions, high winds, cold temperatures. Was going to get down to roughly 10 degrees Friday night heading into Saturday morning. At 10 o'clock, the forecast for Saturday was 13 degrees with 20 to 30 mile an hour wind gusts. So we canceled for Saturday, was able to get a hold of everybody that was coming, planning on coming down to help us, and we postponed it, rescheduled it till this Saturday. But we're going to meet this coming Saturday in Mancelona. So greatly appreciate if you could put your calendar for this coming Saturday, March 8th. We're going to be on 131. We're going to meet at the McDonald's just north of M66, just north of town as you're heading up 131 from the south, coming down 131 from Elba, Petoskey area. Just come on down to the McDonald's. There's a gas station there, but we're going to meet in the McDonald's parking lot. So we'll be in the back, past the drive-thru, over in the back north corner of the parking lot. We'll meet there 10 o'clock on Saturday, this Saturday, March 8th. We'll have petition sheets. We will have the clipboards. We will have the information to share with people. And we need to collect 500 signatures for the month of March. We're going to be there every Saturday starting March 8th, 15th, 22nd, and then the last day, Saturday, March 29th. That's the deadline for the dates on the signatures. So we need to collect basically about 125 signatures every Saturday for the next four Saturdays, and that's where we'll be meeting, right at 131, just north of downtown Mancelona. As you're heading north let's say from Kalkaska, if you're listening down that way, you're coming up 131, you can just stay right on 131 and make a left into the McDonald's. We'll be meeting in their parking lot. So greatly appreciate your help. Greatly appreciate. Look forward to seeing you this Saturday. Again, 10 o'clock there in just north. Technically, I think it's still Mancelona Township. It's not downtown. It's not part of the village, but it's still part of the township. So greatly appreciate you guys joining us. Look forward to seeing you. MERS News Service. Lots of stories, lots of information coming out of Lansing. Right after the break, we'll talk about it. Grab some more coffee. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Oh, once upon a midnight TV, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. As you know, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign slogan that got her elected back in 2018 and then used again because it worked so well in 2022, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. That's been her campaign slogan, not in one, but two governor campaigns to be the governor of the state of Michigan. Well, here we are going into her seventh year working on the budget for fiscal year 2026, which goes into effect October 1st of this year. She wants a permanent solution, long-term solution, a formula to provide the money to fix the damn roads. Well, she reiterated it again at her State of the State address last week and basically put it on the House and the Senate to come up with a plan that she would be willing to sign. So the House Finance Committee Chair, who is responsible for leading the effort in the House, State Representative Mark Tisdale of Rochester, he said that as being the chair of the House Finance Committee, that he could play a pivotal role in what portion, if any, of the state's business taxes are steered toward fixing the roads. If there is a move to raise business taxes, Tisdale said his preference would be to use a consumption tax because consumers can make decisions on whether or not to pay the tax or not. It could be user fees, Tisdale said. But make no mistake, Tisdale was not embracing any tax hikes. But as Governor Gretchen Whitmer reiterated in her Wednesday State of the State address, that it would be necessary to be part of the equation. Well, at this early read, the popular wisdom is it can't be rolled out, even though House Speaker Matt Hall is opposed to it. The chair of House Finance, Tisdale, said, "I'm open to looking at what comes out of the negotiations with the governor and the speaker." While appearing on Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik, if a business tax is dead on arrival in his committee, he had to say, no, not necessarily. However, he did have words regarding consumption taxes. "I didn't say I would be interested in raising taxes, especially business taxes. Businesses do not pay taxes, they pass them on to the consumer. So in the end, it's actually considered a consumption tax. That would be my preference, and there's a huge difference in how this ends up applying to the end user, the consumer." Kind of an interesting perspective. "If revenues need to be raised, I would like to have them in an area where the consumer can impact those by economizing and having some control, some choices," Tisdale said. His attitude toward taxes is simple. I'm sorry, broke up a little. His attitude toward taxes is simple. "I want to keep the money in the pockets of the people, those who own it." As he sat and watched the governor during the State of the State address, lay down a marker that a road fix could not be on the backs of the middle class and required a business buy-in. However, the Oakland County lawmaker reflected that she started her address bemoaning the negative impacts of any federal tariffs on the state's economy. And she ended up talking about a corporate or business tax increase, which would have the same ill effect on consumers. You see, basically, I'm going to stop the story right here. This is what the problem is. Nobody has been able to sit down and explain to Governor Gretchen Whitmer that businesses do not pay taxes. She doesn't get that. You know, corporations have to pay their fair share. These big corporations, they pay less in income tax than a waitress or a school teacher. That's not accurate. The one thing you have to understand, businesses, corporations, don't pay taxes. Oh, sure, they write the check for them. They make the quarterly deposits in preparing to file them with the state, but they don't pay them. What part of this do the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer not understand? It is considered an expense to the business, an expense to the corporation. Every single aspect of what a corporation gets charged to produce their goods, their services, their products, become part of the cost of production. You then take your cost of production, add 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, 50%, whatever your profit margin is that you want to generate from you starting and owning this business on top of your hard fixed cost. Part of the hard fixed cost, Governor, is corporate taxes, corporate income tax, consumption tax, whatever taxes you want to levy on a corporation, you have got to pass on to the inline consumer. It's that simple. It's that simple. They don't pay taxes. Okay, you got it? So when you talk about a business buy-in, you're talking about the consumers, we the people, having to pay those taxes. Oh yeah, the corporations would be collecting the taxes and sending them in, but where do they get the money from? They get the money from the consumer that buys their goods, products, or services. It's that simple. What part of this does she not understand? And then she turns right around and talks about Donald Trump's corporate taxes in the form of tariffs. That's exactly what a tariff is. A charge a company, a corporation would have to pay in order to sell their products here in this state. She goes on to say would cause a corporate or business tax increase, which would have ill effect on consumers. Hello? What part of you wanting to charge higher business taxes to fix the roads would not be passed on to the consumers? What part of that do you not get? Why? Because Donald Trump is doing it at the federal level? Because he's talking about tariffs on foreign countries? So, for example, China. Whether we like it or not, we buy made-in-China products all the time. Why? Because there is no made-in-America products like them. You can't even find some of these products anywhere in the store. I don't care if it's clothes, shoes, boots, it doesn't matter. Look at the tags, see where they're made. You can't even find made in America products. Oh, sometimes you can find a Red Wing boot or Levi jeans or whatever, but even some of those now are made in Mexico. The bottom line, being open to a tax hike discussion is one thing, said Tisdale. But when asked if he'd be willing to go against Speaker Hall, he had a very quick answer. Probably not, if I want to remain chair of the House Finance Committee, Tisdale said. So basically, what he's saying, Matt Hall is ruling the House committees, the House caucus, with an iron fist. Whatever I negotiate with the governor, it's going to be your job to make it work. Figure it out. Now, on one hand, I like the leadership. I'm going to go in and I'm going to negotiate with the governor. whatever I come back with, it is going to be your job to figure it out, to implement it, to pass the bills so that we can get this done. Well, for one, I'm not so anxious to get a deal done. I think Matt Hall should use the threat of going all the way until September 30th to negotiate this with the governor. You start out your negotiation very hard and very clear. We are not raising taxes on the people of the state of Michigan. We're not going to do it. And if this is the only solution, Governor, you're willing to sign, then we're off. We're off the bill. We're not interested. And walk away. Do a Mexican walk away when you're negotiating with the governor this early. It's March 3rd. You have until midnight on September 30th, Speaker Hall, Republicans, if you're listening, you do not have to pass a budget before summer break. Traditionally, they like to have them done before July 1st. Nowhere is that date rock solid in the Michigan State Constitution. That is a rule that has been self-imposed on the House and the Senate for the last few years. That is something that was ideally the goal. Let's get the budget passed early so local municipalities, local counties can understand the local revenue sharing portion of what they're going to get so they can do their budgets. Well, that's all fine and good, but this is way too important. If you think this is going to be a permanent solution, a long-term road funding solution once and for all, you got to hold your cards very close to your vest. Do not cave in on this. We cannot afford more taxes in this state. Period. End of conversation. You've got to figure out where to make cuts and shift the money. Move the money around. But what you have is the money you have. We're not giving you any more of our money. If you guys vote to raise taxes, what good is it to have a Republican majority? What good is it to have Matt Hall be the speaker? If we wanted to go down the road of more taxes to fix the damn roads, we would have allowed the Democrats to stay in control. But that's not what we did. We came out on November 5th and elected a majority in the House. 110 state reps, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. Matt Hall, the Republican, now has the gavel. Well, then act like fiscal conservatives that we elected you to be. Do not raise taxes. Period. End of story. If you can't find cuts, you can't move money around from other various departments that are already funded, shame on you. If you need help, just give me a call. I'll bring my HP 12C financial calculator and we'll figure it out. From the Hour News Break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.